listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, February 7th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. I'm really glad to be here as always, and I see the comments in the chat. Jerry says, oh yeah, church tonight. She wakes up on Wednesday and looks forward to it, so I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here, too. So glad to see you. So glad to spend some time with y'all. And thank you for those joining us live. And thank you to those that join us from the archives. We appreciate you as well, and we appreciate your feedback. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Of course, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight we're going to have a bit of an open discussion. If we're going to follow up on some points that we had last week on motivation, talk about a few things coming up, and just going to have an easygoing chat.
Well, I'd like everybody to, if they have gotten their weekly newsletter from Dr. Kelly, The Art of Motivation Part 2, which is from M4, so that's master's level, the fourth course, and Metaphysical Arts of Success, Segment 2. So if you get a chance, make sure you read up on that. And I know I look forward to these newsletters every week, Michael. So if you're not getting yours, please contact Dr. Kelly and he'll be sure that you get it, although I'm quite certain you're all on the mailing list.
Oh, I have no doubt.
I've thought a lot about motivation since last week and what motivates me, especially now that I'm doing taxes. And the only thing that motivates me is I might get money back.
That is motivating. It's nice to know that we share that one thing in between America and Canada.
Well, and yet I get nervous that I'll have to pay something too, so it's kind of the anxiety time. I take everything to the accountant, and so I just sorting through papers and receipts, and it's that thing. So it's been on my dining room table for 2 weeks, stacked everywhere. So today I finally went through stuff, and of course now it's stacked and spread further. It's just one of those things. But motivation, it's a really good course, everybody, and the newsletter really has some priceless gems in there, so be sure. I really do want to say thanks for the comments, everybody, when they want to wake up and be here on Wednesdays. I know Michael and I so love doing this program. And sometimes we just have no idea what we're going to talk about. Well, keep in mind, everyone, we've been doing this for how many years now, Michael?
Like 100.
And yet, some way we always find something to talk about. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's, I mean, metaphysics covers so much. And, the breadth of reality is open for discussion and debate.
It always is. So I'm going to go back in the chat here, and I want to address something because I find this really interesting. Wendy, she said she had car issues before, and so she had borrowed a truck to get back and forth to work until her car issues get resolved. But when she went to leave work, the truck was dead. And she says, I'm telling y'all, sometimes I just can't be around anything electric or battery, any kind of devices. And when I read that, I kind of snickered to myself because, Wendy, I can't wear a watch. And I think I've told everybody before that all of my clocks in my place, and I don't know why I have so many. I have the computer in front of me, the microwave behind me, a wall clock, you know, way up there, and then the stove clock. And then I, of course, have the clock in my bedroom. All of them will go out of sync by several minutes, and it only takes a week or two. But even the computer will go, and that's on the internet. And the only one that seems to keep a time is my cell phone. But I have to go to Google, what time is it, accurately, and I have to go and adjust all of these clocks. Now, anytime I've got a new computer this year, we have to make friends because I'm the same way with electronics and stuff. Now, since I got a new car this past month, it's a 2019. Yeah, we know that. But I've been just telling this car how much I love her. I mean, I love this car because I kind of worry that there'll be some kind of electronic backlash because, it happens when we got different frequencies going on.
And are you being mean to your clocks and your computer?
No, it just starts happening. Well, I synchronize them all, I tell you, and nothing should be out of time. I even got a new wall clock, Michael. Put in a battery, the same thing is happening. And it's just this frequencies of energy that happen. And I have known other people in my life who do the same thing, you know, where there's certain frequencies that we have. And sometimes I call them intuitive or electrical in our systems that are a little bit out, or not out, just different, if you will. So anything electronic, you have to make friends with it and tune into the frequency of it. Now, to some people, that might sound absolutely wild. And Dr. Edward is saying he gets it. And Wendy says the pendulum clocks are her favorite.
Oh, they are so nice and satisfying.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a few other people who do.
Well,
understand.
See, you know, for me, I never have a problem with technology because technology knows that I inherently love it and that I'm its friend. So I've never had an adversarial nature, but now I'm feeling very, very vulnerable because my computer might crash. But, it's funny that you do say, you know, it's like I've always been accused of being that person. Like, if my coworker's having a problem with something and I go and I do it, it works for me. It's always been that kind of thing. So it's odd that you talk about vibes and things because I think I'm on the other side of that coin.
No, but it's also just a different frequency.
Yeah. And the other thing is I don't acknowledge the existence of clocks that don't set themselves automatically. So I'm like, what time is it? And I pat around for my phone. And meanwhile, I have my oven clock, microwave clock, and there's probably a clock, you know, on my Alexa and all that stuff. And I just ignore them all. But
that's funny. Zach has said in the chat that his husband, Alex, his dad, used to stop watches all the time.
Huh, that is interesting. I hadn't actually heard that, and I didn't know that about you. See, I didn't know that you were, a TV writer, if I recall correctly, from our discussion the last week or the week before. And I didn't know you couldn't wear watches. Of course, you haven't noticed that I've been wearing glasses for like 30 years. But
I didn't notice. So Michael's wearing glasses tonight. Oh, when did you start reading glasses? He said, where have you been? I don't know. I've never noticed that Michael wore glasses or contacts. So there you go. Things we learn about each other as time goes on.
And the thing, true. And it makes it much, much more interesting. And hopefully that I'm going to forget things that I can relearn later, too, because it makes it interesting. But I'm very blind. Very, very blind.
Dr. Edward is saying in the chat, there's a book on medical intuitive training that warns about the possibility of shorting out electronics if one is not careful during certain exercises. Well, I didn't know about that book, but I just know that I adjust my frequencies. Now, something I'm onto lately is these new grounding mats. Now, I've done a lot of research into this. Now, especially if you're on the computer a lot, you can put these pads under your feet, and you plug it into the ground of your, you know, any outlet. And there's carbon in it, made of different materials, which I have done some research here. But it'll ground the body and kind of level out the energy so that, you know, you're more in balance. I sent my daughter a grounding yoga mat. And, of course, no, she's freaked out a little bit. She said, well, I have to do some research. I said, I did lots of research. I'm not going to send you anything with it's going to hurt you. Well, I know, but I have to research. I said, okay, whatever. Do your research. And she said, well, if you want to try it, I'll bring it to you. So that's her way of re-gifting back to me because she doesn't want it. Which has happened before. But Wendy says she's heard of people sleeping with them too. Yes, and they have grounding sheets. So
this is interesting.
But there's, if you look up elements that help to ground, you know, a lot of people say, you know, copper is good, of course, carbon. But there's other elements that, I'm sorry. Sorry, Michael. I
know.
Zach
I know.
Frame, Zach Frame, you just cracked me up. Okay, I know people in the archives and people listening are going to say, what is she laughing about? Zach Frame, you're such a funny guy. He said he bought one of the grounding mats to sleep on, and every time he used it, he peed the bed. Oh, my God, that just cracked me up.
See, the guy's sharing something in a, you know, quiet group, and now here you are putting it on for everybody to know. You might as well give out his address and phone number, too.
Zach is quite the comedian.
I know he is. He's a funny guy.
Don't know that. And Dr. Jerry is saying, was it because of the heat? And actually, there is no heat off of this. It's very moderate, you know, it's apparently. So if anybody's interested, look it up and do the research. I know there's different brands, different things, but it's interesting. So something to help in grounding the body, which I don't mind trying even for myself. I just have a harder time with people thinking they can do Reiki on me and mess with energy and sharing stuff because I don't like it.
See, I'd go the other direction. I want a blanket or some kind of mat that's going to put an electrical charge into my body. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to accumulate superpowers. I've seen a lot of movies.
Well, it's an interesting thing. So it's one of those, it's not new by any chance, people. It's been around for a long time, but it's great, you know, kind of gaining some momentum out there where, of course, you know, Facebook and its advertising. So
Wendy, you'll see an ad before you know it.
Wendy says she's going to get her car grounding mat. That's fun. So there are lots of, I know you have to be really careful in these ways about the trends and doing the research because there's always somebody and something out there, you know, to sell you something.
Oh, yeah. My doctors are trying to sell me on an endoscopy. I'm like, come on, carpetbaggers.
Well, you know, again, it doesn't matter what you buy. Just be really careful of it and don't try something without doing the research of it. And then it's the risk of whatever that investment is. So there's some things I'm, you know, absolutely.
I get it. And, you know, I adjust a little bit. But, like the grounded card, you know, yeah, keep an open mind, but have something that's defensible. You know, you looked into it before you got the grounding mat. You have, you know, do you know if it's going to work perfectly for what you want it to? No, but you have a reasonable basis to found it on. That's good stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, there's always something, you know, new out there, that's new but not new.
Yeah. Well, you know, everything has happened before and everything will happen again.
Oh, and, you know, different expression of the same thing. Or always amazed with young people come up with hearing a song that's 50 years old and they think it's cool.
There was somebody on the Fast Car. I can't remember the original artist. It's been blowing up. And, you know, they've made so many covers of that song.
Tracy Chapman.
Yep, thank you. Yes. And some people had apparently no idea. They're like, why is this woman singing this song?
You know, and an interesting story about Tracy Chapman mm-hmm. is she was slated to go on as way down bottom of the list for a concert. And Elton John, or somebody anyway, I could be wrong, who's having trouble with, no, Stevie Wonder. I knew I had it wrong. Hmm. Stevie Wonder was having technical issues with his band. So they threw her out onto the stage with her acoustic guitar. And she sang a song. It was not Fast Cars, but everybody goes, who is this woman? Oh my, because she was relatively a nobody.
Yeah.
And so then shortly thereafter, and that was the late 80s, she put out Fast Cars. And as soon as I heard that song, I told some friends, she's a rock star.
Oh, yeah,
that's going to be number one. Nah, that won't be. Well, it is. And now fast forward. She was on the Grammys the other night. She hasn't made a public appearance in, 9, 10 years, but hasn't toured for almost 20. I did see her live 20 years ago. Believe it or not, it was at an Edmonton Folk Fest. And she's amazing. This little tiny woman with this huge energy. But what's come about for her is that being out there in the public isn't her stick. She doesn't like the fame and the fortune. She likes a quieter life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's somebody who, you know, she's greatly admired, amazing woman. But, yeah, it's... So something like Fast Cars comes around again, and people go, oh, my God. So she's number one again, I think, iTunes.
Yeah, she was number one on the charts, which, you know, pretty much deserved. That song always, you know, moves me. I've always found it very soulful. And getting some feedback on that, too, in chat.
Yeah, certainly was. So, you know, lots of things. So whether it's, I know back in the day we're doing pyramid energy, and you can get these little framed pyramids and put them over your food. And then there were these circular prong things that you could put over your tap for energizing your water. I don't think it did a darn thing myself, but I got one. And then you could sit on magnets. A friend of mine gifted me back about 30-some years ago this whole set of magnets, you know, and you put one under your seat when you're sitting. And I didn't think it did much, but she would swear it changed her energy. See? So it's always a psychological element to things that and look, there's a lot of stuff I believe in, but there's a lot of stuff I'm you know, skeptical of, because that power of suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe it, it will be true.
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, when it comes to a lot of things in life, whether it is what you might say is like materialistically true or not, if you believe it, you change your behavior, and that makes it real. And that also, I think, amplifies into things that you can actually, you know, there's all kinds of things about mind over body with the placebo effect, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just...
Oh, Dr. Zach is saying you can put the magnets on your wrist and magnetize your blood. I don't know, Zach. Maybe that's true. Maybe you feel better. I don't know. And if it makes people feel better, I think that's a good thing, and you should do it.
I've heard of people doing that for things like arthritis and such, haven't they? Or am I just making that up?
Oh, copper bracelets, copper rings. And to be honest, I have a whole bunch of copper rings, and if I do get sore hands, I put them on. And for me, I feel it does help.
Yeah.
But it could be, I could be making that up too.
Well, if it has an impact, then what does it matter?
Yeah, well, exactly. And I don't ordinarily wear jewelry, except earrings and, you know, because I'm washing my hands all the time. And when you go to work at the hospital, I watch all these people wear rings and they wash their hands, but there's bacteria under the rings. Unless you take your rings off and wash your rings, you're not getting rid of the bacteria. So because I wash my hands so much, I tend to not wear jewelry. And that's kind of that. But if it's something, a friend of mine told me to get these particular kind of socks that are only sold at Mark's Work Warehouse. And they have little fibers of copper and really good for your feet, right? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'll buy it. I went and I got some socks and they hurt me so bad. I can't wear these things. No, my feet just started aching. And I thought, well, good for her, but not for me.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's something we ought to acknowledge that, you know, I think it, we would do well to maintain a little humility when it comes to saying whether something is definitively true or definitively works or not, because we all are built differently. We operate differently. We have different things that impact us in different ways. So because something doesn't work for you or something does work for you does not mean it's universal.
Well, Dr. Jerry says copper turns your skin green, and yet Dr. Edward is saying his grandfather used to put pennies in his socks and swore this relieved his leg cramps and foot pain. Yeah. So, again, we're all different, right? And Dr. Zach has said the placebo is the single most studied thing in medical scientific literature. Every drug that ever gets approved by the FDA is studied against the placebo. We should be studying that more. And I guess what we're looking for is what repeats. Mm-hmm. You know, and just like anything in science, you're looking for what repeats. But whatever repeats, it depends who the viewer is and what they're looking for.
Well, that's true enough, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's again, if it works for you, that's great. But I'm, you know, cautious when it comes to people who are emphatically trying to sell things.
Well, anytime somebody has an incentive, especially a financial incentive or an emotional incentive for something to be true, you know, it's complicated. You know, because I do think that there are, you know, you know, I don't want to have any shockers out there, but I am, you know, a capitalist, even though I believe in some, well, regardless from politics. And I do think that people with good ideas should benefit financially from those good ideas and their services and what they put out into the world. But, you know, you see too many things on social media where somebody is pushing something because they're going to, you know, solely because they're going to gain financially for it.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Edward has added in there the observer effect can influence study results, and that's why we're here. That's why we're metaphysicians to, you know, understand ourselves better and understand basically consciousness, our experience as human beings, and beyond. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we're all trying to figure it out one way or the other.
Well,
to me, it's interesting. It's just another element of it. So a grounding pad, sure. I'm game. Yeah. I'll give it a go. I've tried stranger things. But anything that doesn't hurt you, you know, I guess is the key. And if you feel like it is hurting you, stop.
Always good advice, especially so, yes.
You know, I have to tell you, back in the 70s, there was a big craze on pyramid energy, and they were even building and selling these pyramid-shaped frames that you put over your bed. And a friend of mine had one, and of course he swore by it, you know, the pyramid energy. And am I a proponent of that? Sure, I am. But anyway, he loaned it to me. I put it over my bed, you know, you gotta hang it there, you gotta, you know, put this whole thing together, you know. And so he's all, you know, what did you feel? And, nothing. Well, are you dreaming? Not more than usual. Or are other things happening to you? Not more than usual. And it didn't have that same effect on me, but that was another, again, another trend in another phase back then. And slowly, that's, of course, trying to come back again. And now I've heard a few people, well, have you tried this pyramid energy? Yeah. You know? Mm. So, Wendy just said about dream catchers. And I like dream catchers. I think they're beautiful. And the premise of a dream catcher is the circle with woven threads, and it catches all the bad spirits and the bad energies when you hang it over your bed or in your house, wards off the negative. And that goes back, I know a lot of indigenous people and cultures have that, but it goes back thousands of years, you know, for the shaman or the, you know, the medicine people would build things,
you know,
usually in some kind of symbolic manner, and claim that it would capture anything bad. So that's not new. But I think they're beautiful. I used to have them around the house all the time, and I don't anymore because didn't feel the need for it, but I think they're beautiful. A friend of mine made a stained glass. It's like this spiky thing. And she said it's just so beautiful. And it's very pretty. It looks like leaves that are like these different colored glass leaves all poking out in every direction with these little wires coiled up and around. It's really quite ugly, if you want to know. But, you know, she put a lot of energy into it. So, I have it by my plants. And I was shocked to see how they love it. Like, they grow better. It grows better. And it's healthier if I have this thing by my plants. And I told her, like, it's an energy boost of some kind. So I took it away from the plants for a couple of months. And they're not feeling great. Well, that's just wild. So this is my own experiment, you see. So I brought it back out, put it back by the plant. And I have this one massive Christmas cactus. Well, it started blooming at the weirdest times of the year. Sure, you can have it, guys. You know, you can have this thing. So but that's just me and observing that the plants like this glass thing that, you know, bless her heart, I hope she's not listening tonight. It's not. It's beautiful because there's so much work put into it to build this thing, but it's...
Well,
you know,
maybe it is a perfect segue into, you know, the very real truth that a thing can be beautiful, unique, and wonderful regardless of its, you know, physical exterior.
Yes. Yes. I agree. So it has energy. It's doing something. So whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I know it's a...
You know,
but again, there's so many other kinds of things going on that we have to study and observe for ourselves and decide.
On a side note, when's the last time we really got into dreams as a subject?
We haven't done that for a long time, and I've had all kinds of dreams.
Well, you know, I should probably save this for, you know, the dream broadcast we'll probably do next week. But I had the most realistic dream where I won some contest and I got to go on a cruise with the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation. And Avery Brooks was there too, and I got to nerd out with him, and there's all kinds of stuff. I remember a specialized door onto the dining room where we all met and we were having a great time. Then I woke up and I'm like, God dang it. I'm not on a cruise with the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation and Avery Brooks.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
That was an interesting one. That was last week. But
that's awesome.
I have a lot of dreams. I dream all the time, which I think we're going to talk about this more, but I was going to say I think it should be better said that I remember many of my dreams. But I digress. So I think that would be a good topic. I didn't mean to really cut us off. You know, I know maybe one of the reasons I have so many good dreams is I have my own form of dog catcher, dreamcatcher dogs. I call them dog catchers. But make sure I have a dog at least at the four corners of my bed, so four dogs minimum. But makes for a really good night.
With the fifth one now?
there's always, you know, between five and six animals within 10 feet of me at any given time.
That is fun. I think it's about that time. If everybody wants to, I'll get into choosing some cards here. So put your name in the chat. Yeah, we're going to talk lucid dreams next week, Edward, as you just mentioned.
And I've only had one of those where I realized I was dreaming in the dream and stayed in the dream.
Ah, I have had that. And that's crazy because you think you woke up, but you didn't.
Mm. Well, for me, it's like I didn't think that I woke up. I realized I was still dreaming, but I realized I was in the dream and continued existing in the dream. You know?
What is that Leonardo DiCaprio was in that movie where
Inception.
Pardon me?
Inception.
Yes. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I had to really pay attention to stay along with that script. Somebody was
layers and layers. Dream within a dream within a dream within a dream.
Pills that cause that. You know, that kind of that was really an exercise for my brain, that movie.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting. Mm. But I don't know why this came to mind. But you know, a movie that I haven't watched yet that I need to. I should have watched it a long time ago, and I can't believe it. Interstellar.
Oh.
I know. Just Christopher Nolan and something with an I. I don't know. But
Gee.
I know, off topic, but it just came to mind.
No, I know, but I was trying to think if I've seen that. I'm going to have to go look it up because I might have seen it. So.
Well, it's going to be on my short list here coming up, but I can't yammer too much because we got cards coming up.
We do.
All right.
We have Jeff up first, and I want to say sorry I couldn't connect with you, Jeff. When he messaged me, we were going to have a little side visit, but I was busy on my way out the door, and then we didn't follow up. So,
just for the record, I think we got a few folks in front of Jeff. Not to put you back, Jerry threw her in, I think, first by my count.
And then
Dr. Bridget, Dr. Zach, third from the left, and which you will get. But we're going to have a good one for you, too, Dr. Jeff. Don't worry.
Oh, man. I got to renumber this here. Gee. Okay, I'm sorry about that, Jeff. We'll get to you. So let's back up. We got Jerry first?
We do.
And
first card of the evening, Dr. Jerry, I have for you wild card number 4, Unknowable.
I love that card.
It's a good one. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind, and you change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Oh, Jerry, I got the magician. Jerry, you're on a roll. There's a transformation occurring, an alchemy, if you will, in that unknowable because of the uncertainty. There's new information coming to light. You're in a transition of sorts, and there's a lot of healing going on here, Jerry. So I want you to take note here to be positive and trust the process, even though you feel like you're not in control. Because I think that's the whole point of what's unknowable is we don't think we're in control of things, and that makes us a little unnerved. But that's okay. It's be in the process and trust that there is a transformation occurring. So that's really powerful. Mm-hmm.
All right. And I believe we have Bridget next if I'm on track.
I've got it.
Well, you keep me honest too.
That's right.
But so glad to see you again, Bridget. And I have for you number 29, Pay It Forward. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward, without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way that you can pay it forward right now?
Well, I got the Eight of Diamonds, which is really interesting there, because in a word, I call the Eight of Diamonds, the Eight of Pentacles, the apprenticeship card. So it may be in what you're teaching and paying it forward in the teaching. And in this, like, there might be someone you take under your wing, Bridget, someone you're grooming in a way or sharing your knowledge with. Now, it could be something as simple as teaching courses, but there might be, I get this feeling there's somebody special. So you're able to pass on what's been taught to you. And so that's the energy of this particular paying it forward, is passing it on. So sharing of yourself. That's very cool.
All right, very good. And I believe we have Dr. Zach up next.
All right.
And I did pick the third from the left. Oh, by the way, he had mentioned sleep paralysis being a topic, which I think kind of ties in because...
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, for you, third from the left tonight was number 19, Invoke the Counselor Within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
Two of Hearts, Zach. So that Two of Cups. In all matters of relationships or relating to others, doesn't have to necessarily be with your partner, but it could be others as well. And being really clear about yourself and what you have to call upon in yourself, like what you need to call out in yourself to manage a situation or have communications. So rather than being kind of instinctive or too spontaneous, is that thinking a little bit of what part of myself do I need to express in this moment? And I think this could even be in a manner of working with other people or people you have working for you. And so it's being more methodical and precise in what you're sharing of yourself. It's not so much about knowledge as it is about the appropriate timing of it, so if that makes sense. And I think you're on, it could be a learning curve you're on or something they're just more aware of. So I think that's an interesting kind of segue in life. It's very cool too.
All right, very good.
So now we have Jeff.
All right. It's been long awaited, and Jeff, I hope it does not disappoint. For you tonight, I have number 35, One Planet, One Race, One Ancestry, One Destiny. Just that. Divine energy lives in all living things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
I got the Queen of Clubs, Jeff, and what I find interesting about this, the sense that I wanted to go to is not so much a matter of the female outside yourself, but the female in yourself. Now, what I mean by that is feminine energy, which is intuitive, that being able to see ahead, and maybe it is you're growing your intuition. And again, that just lends to the feminine energy, not meaning... I'm not intimating anything by that except what I'm saying is, like, I have a lot of masculine energy, but I am a female. You're a male, but there's always that element of intuitiveness that relates to female energy. So, and again, especially when it comes to that one destiny, one planet, one race, so it's the humanitarianism So it may be asking of you at this time to look at what's needed out there, what you can offer out there, what is your place out there, and, you know, guiding your senses toward what you're creating and how you want to deliver that to others. So I find that really exciting because you're tapping into something in yourself.
Very cool. All right. I want to take just a moment, and Jerry had, by the way, thank you for the feedback on the cards, and you had said that a lot of this is relating to upcoming surgery regarding a cancerous tumor, and we just want you to know that our thoughts are with you, sending you a lot of positive energy, and, you know, we're really here for you in every way we can be.
Absolutely. You got this. I'd like to thank Bridget for her feedback, too, because she's in the process of being a mentor to someone reading the regular playing cards. And she says, you have no idea how much sense that makes for me. I'm really glad for that feedback, too, Jerry.
Absolutely.
Thanks for that. Okay, we have Edward next.
All right, and I have number 15, belief system knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
All right, I got the star. Edward. Belief system knowledge base, and you have the star. What comes to me is you might be redefining some of what you do believe based on this new stage of life, and I know it sounds bizarre, but what you might get in your own dreams, what you might feel like you're downloaded by or you had a thought by, or, you know, you look back at something you read years ago and it suddenly makes sense in a new way and you say, oh. So it's that, because it's consciousness. The star is water and it represents that flow of energy. So, again, I have to relate to what Michael has said in that initial symbol of knowledge base. When you have the star, it alters the knowledge base. So, you know, look, it can be something as simple as I used to believe in that. Now I don't believe in it anymore. Backspace, delete. And fair enough, because that's your consciousness, your mind expanding. And sometimes we have to, you know, throw out parts of our software to open up for new. Or it has to kind of condense itself and realign so that we can have more information. So you might be just in a little shift of rethinking some things that you thought were, you know, that applied to yourself but no longer true.
Well said.
Yeah. Now, Kevin has said that he's facing some health challenges. So let's see what we got for him, Michael.
Absolutely. And Kevin, I have for you number 42, trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
You know, when you get the Nine of Diamonds in support of that, has everything to do with home, family, the energy of that. And, oh, Wendy said you had that card last week. That's wild.
That is wild.
Ooh, all right, Kevin. So listen up. Perhaps it is, and I say this with all the kindness in my heart, maybe it is sometimes you have a hard time receiving support or receiving care. And some of us, like myself included, I'm a little prideful. I like to do it myself. And and look, even like shoveling snow this morning, I said, oh, I have to finally accept I'm getting too old like for this. I have to find other ways and call for help. So if you're, you know, in this time when you're facing some health issues, be positive about it, say, oh, something to do, and, you know, reconcile that, but receive the help that you can get from others and the support. And if, you know, it's trust that you have somebody to advocate for you, or, you know, that even if things grate you the wrong way and somebody giving you advice, know that they're just doing it in a loving way. And they don't, we're all learning how to love each other in a way, even though sometimes our thoughts and opinions can be imposing. It's just know that they're coming from a good place. So I feel really positive about all this for you. And I don't feel like it's anything serious that you can't work through. That's my sense of it. So this is a learning, you know, that learning thing. And Zach has said, oh man, pride will really hold us back. Guilty. I'm totally guilty of that.
Yeah.
And I've never liked people taking care of me. I've always been that very independent. And I'm the oldest of how many kids? And first there was four, and then one I didn't know about. And, you know, so it's, I've had to work through that, knowing my own vulnerabilities and not being afraid to show that and be vulnerable in a moment. So, for instance, if you're going to the doctor, Kevin, take somebody with you, because you might not hear all the words. Or you might hear the words, because stress will make us hear things that aren't quite right, or we extract certain words because that's all we're hearing at the moment. So if you have somebody with you, they can fill in the blanks and be that support. So that's what I'm saying there. But I feel positive about this for you. Nothing that you can't handle. And I mean, I know, look, when people are facing things like cancer, and I hear you, Jerry, been there myself, take the high road in it and say, something to do. I'm learning, I'm growing. We all face our mortality at some point. Don't take this personally. And again, I know that's easier said than done.
Mm.
I totally get it. But when you have no fear, and when you actually, even if you have to, you know, write your own funeral and your own eulogy and your own everything to face that mortality, and then get about living. You know, get about the living of the process. And I don't say that lightly, people. I don't. I have the greatest amount of compassion. But, you know, we're all just people doing our best. So.
Very true. I mean, isn't there a phrase?
We need each other.
We absolutely do. It makes me think of the, you know, we're all trying our best. And I think that's largely true. And I think what, you know, anything that you can attribute to ignorance, you shouldn't attribute to nefariousness, something along those lines. People don't mean to be away. People don't mean to set you off or to be cruel,
no.
By and large. There's always the rule breakers. But it's very wise advice.
Or you could be like me, and if one of my daughters says something to, you know, pee me off, I don't talk to them for a week, and then, no, I don't want to talk to you. Hey, look, Mom. Okay. I'm over that. I was like that more years ago, but I've learned to just not talk to them for a day.
You know, it's improving. It's you know.
I'm improving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, I know.
Well,
that's life. Do we have any other names, Mike?
We do. We have, if I'm not mistaken, our last name is the card keeper herself, Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. We can't forget Wendy.
Nope.
She's got a vehicle issue.
Yes. So, all right. And Wendy, for you, I have number 11, awareness. Every
it's
human
if she needs any more.
All right. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
I got the moon. Wendy, there's a mystery afoot. I think I've shared with folks before about when I was getting the moon a lot, there's mysteries afoot. And I think it's that awareness is that basic trust. And I can appreciate that it's stressful where you're at right now, Wendy, but something is coming around that's going to surprise you. So it's like, I know this sounds hokey, but a blessing or a gift or something out of nowhere. And I feel like all of these issues are going to be ironed out in short order. So there's, I like the moon, but I got to confess, sometimes it scares me. It's like, okay, what's next? So, but it's a good thing in this case. So that awareness is just staying awake, stay alert to it, and be receiving of a mystery, because that's what I feel. There's a mystery afoot, Wendy.
Well,
and again, something very unlikely or something you don't expect is about to come into your life in a good way.
Well, that's very good.
I think so.
A mystery coming into your life in a good way. I like it.
Yeah. So I cannot, sometimes it's very surprising to me, Michael, that we've been talking for 50 minutes. We've been on the show 50 minutes. Like, where did that go?
Oh, I'm telling you.
It whipped by.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you know, it goes by quick because we're enjoying ourselves, because we're engaged in the moment. And when you're not paying attention to the clock, it can go by fast, which maybe is one of those reasons why all your clocks are all different. But
Wendy says she totally feels a mystery, like something has been trying to tell me something.
Ah, very interesting. The plot thickens.
So for those out there who are facing some challenges, were you being challenged by others? Like today, I was driving down the street and a guy driving a student driver car blew through a stop sign and came out of nowhere. And I thought, oh, good driver training. Yeah, that's good. I thought, oh my God. So, you know, it gives defensive driving a whole new name. But, you know, wherever you're facing these challenges, just stay quiet in yourself. Do your best not to let things cause you into a behavior that is not you. It's not in keeping with you. And it's just stick close to yourself when you find yourself in stressful situations. And I was telling Michael before the program, it happens all the time when I go to the work at the hospital. And I have this play in my head, you know, of kind of like a comedy show. And sometimes I think this is a really bad sitcom. And I try to get my coworkers to laugh a bit. But I have to tell you, there's times when I say, oh, I need time out. And if that's the case, go and get yourself in a quiet place. Restore your energy. Breathe. You know, maybe even breathe in yellow, breathe out yellow, which is all in the solar plexus, and calm that chemistry in the body down. And, because, you know, the world can be a little crazy. And don't read the news.
That's good advice right there. But, I just want to say thank you again to everybody joining us. And based on the activity of the animals around me, I can tell it's that time.
They've been really good.
They have been. Now, Ollie, the big one, he's starting to tear up something, so that probably shouldn't happen.
Well, not so good.
but no, thank you, everybody. It's been a great discussion. Thank you for the feedback. To those that are facing some challenges, know that our thoughts are with you, and we're sending you good energy. Dr. Vicky, I appreciate, you know, coming together and being able to talk with you every week. And I'm looking very much forward to our discussion next week on dreams.
Ditto, Michael.
So as we wrap up this evening, any last thoughts before we sign off?
Nope. Don't let them push you around out there.
That's right. Don't let people bully you. You know, I have this anonymous person called Dr. V. Hunter that keeps harassing me online. I don't know who it is, but it's got to stop, and I'm not going to let them push me around.
Well, I stop sending you funny memes.
But thank you again, everybody, and until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.